You're looking to grow your B2B business? Welcome to the Grow B2B Faster podcast. Here, we dig deep to learn proven growth strategies, hacks, and tools from top CEOs and leaders in sales and marketing to help you grow faster. This episode is powered by Subu, the company that can help you drive thought leadership, hiring, and sales for your B2B business via LinkedIn. Check them out on sawoo.io, S-A-W-O-O.io.
Hi, so I'm Sammy. I'm host of the show today, and we're going to do something different. Today, I'm going to give you three do's and don'ts for effective posting on LinkedIn. So let's start with the don'ts. Do not reshare content. It simply does not generate any reach. So you can stop resharing your company content without having a bad conscience. Number two. You can, in fact, stop posting on the company LinkedIn site altogether, and it wouldn't have a big impact on your reach anyways. Just look at the LinkedIn website of McKinsey. So they have thousands of employees, 4 million followers, a worldwide renowned brand. And I look at their posts, and they have like 7,000 views of the last videos that I saw, at least. I almost have videos with that much reach, and I'm not a McKinsey. And they have like posts with 10, 20 likes. And it's not McKinsey's fault. It's like the LinkedIn algorithm that just doesn't work in favor of company sites. And last don't, do not put links that lead outside of LinkedIn in your post. So do not link to your company blog, to your website. Don't do it in the post because it decreases your reach by the factor 7. So that's a lot. So what you can do instead, and now we come to the do's. I'm going to have four do's for you. So one do is if you want to post something that leads to a website outside of LinkedIn, put the link in the comments and don't put the link. So if you post something, don't put the link yourself in there. Let it be done by a colleague or by your company website. Everything else will be penalized by LinkedIn. Second, do use your employees' profiles to post on LinkedIn. After all, it's a people's network and people connect to people and people like content that people post. So find a way to leverage your employees, especially the ones who have connections and contacts to your target group. It's usually the salespeople. Then third, do is use hashtags. You can basically research. So in the search tab of LinkedIn, you can just plug in the hashtag symbol and whatever word you want to look for, and it shows you how many people follow that hashtag. So for example, a lot of people follow digital marketing or marketing. Not a lot of people follow B2B marketing. So it's natural for us to put in digital marketing or marketing as a hashtag. And last, do post daily. Why? Pretty simple. Your target group is not on LinkedIn every day. They're on LinkedIn maybe once or twice a week. And if you did not post on that day, they will not see your content. So what you should do is create a content database of relevant, snackable content for your target group and enable your, especially salespeople, to share that content in a nice and easy way daily. That will generate awareness in your target group and your potential buyers will see your content. So that's it for today. Very short and sweet. And I would love also to get your feedback on how you like such a short episode. So feel free to reach out to me via LinkedIn or just send me an email, sawoo@sawoo.io. So happy to hear from you and enjoy your day.
If you liked the show, please leave us a rating and subscribe to our podcast to never miss a new episode. Do you want to grow your B2B business, win new employees, and drive sales with a podcast content engine? Sawoo can help. Simply schedule a strategy call with our host, Sammy Gebele. Get in touch on LinkedIn or via sawoo.io, S-A-W-O-O.io. You can also find all contact details in our show notes. Thanks, and see you next time.